Ahimsa. It was a holy day for the Muslims. Kabir's uncle had prepared a grand dinner and invited all his relatives and friends, but he did not invite Kabir. Kabir did not know that a feast had been arranged at his uncle's house and that his parents had gone there. He searched for his parents and happened to reach his uncle's house. There, he saw a large gathering of Muslims. The Maulvis and Qazis and all the rich men of the place had gathered there for the feast. As Kabir went up to the house, he saw a tender calf tied to a post. The post was decorated with garlands of flowers and leaves. A garland also hung round the calf's neck. He saw a dozen holy Muslims surrounding it and chanting a hymn. One of them was holding up a knife that shone in the sun. Tears fell from the cheeks of the calf. Kabir understood everything at a glance. He knew that the men were going to offer the calf as a sacrifice to God. So he dashed forward to the holy men and shouted, "O holy men, please stop. Do not murder the innocent calf." The men turned in anger towards him. "Who is this rude boy?" asked an old Muslim. "Will you be quiet? Don't you know this is for Allah? Why do you speak against the great prophet?" "Oh no," was Kabir's reply. "First, let me ask you a simple question. Who created you, your women folk, and your children? Don't you know that it is Allah?" "You ask stupid questions. Who made the calf and the other animals?" "Why, it is Allah." "Then why do you kill it?" asked Kabir. "God has made the beautiful world and all the things in it," began another Muslim. "He has created man. He has placed him in the midst of those things. He wants man to make good use of them." "Yes, you are right. We can make good use of them," was Kabir's reply. "But why do we destroy them? Please read the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet well. Why do you wish to kill that poor calf? What harm has it done to you? Please set it free." When some of the Muslims heard this, they said that Kabir was wrong. "We get milk from the cow," said an old Muslim who liked to argue. "Is it proper to drink milk?" "Just as our children take the mother's milk, so also we regard the animals as mothers and drink their milk. So we should not kill them," replied Kabir. The Muslims kept silent. They looked at each other and admired Kabir's wisdom. All of them were good men. Until then, they had not thought that it was wrong to kill an animal for the sake of food. Kabir told them about Ahimsa, and the Muslims finally agreed not to kill the calf. Many of the visitors, deprived of a good dinner, left the place. Poor Kabir got all the blame, but his parents were happy to hear of his victory over the learned Muslims.